listen to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
If I told you that there was a simple suggestion that could drastically reduce crime in Montreal, it could also reduce the cost of policing, well, you'd say, well, that's too good to be true. My next guest has a suggestion that could do that. And you won't believe how simple it is. Joining me now, Mathieu Bédard, Associate Researcher with the Montreal Economic Institute. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Before we decide how much we're going to save, what does it cost? How much does it cost the city to employ one police?
Costing the city is $120,000 per cops.
So, $120,000 per cop.
Yes. So this includes the social benefits, the payroll taxes. This is the total compensation.
Right? The total cost to the employer. This would include salary, benefits, and and the various payments they have to make for payroll taxes.
Yes.
Now, tell me about the suggestion you've helped to come up with.
So what we're suggesting is that police officers are accomplishing an increasing number of non-core tasks, which are, you know, auxiliary and non-essential things that detract them from basically their duty of protecting everyone. So what we're suggesting is that we could call on private security agencies to accomplish those non-core tasks.
So private security agencies. So you're saying security guards?
Security guards, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of tasks would they do?
So this is really auxiliary tasks. So what we're talking about is many, many administrative tasks. So a lot of report filling, a lot of basically bureaucracy work.
So they do the paperwork?
They do the paperwork, yes.
Would they be out on the streets arresting people?
They would not be on the street arresting people. However, they would be on the streets providing, doing the circulation work.
Traffic.
One example that we're using is how they could help the barricades for nabbing impaired drivers, and let's say if you were to use on a barricade that normally counts 8 police officers, if you were to use 6 security agents and 2 police officers, you could ask those security agents to do all these non-core tasks, which is setting up the signage, doing the breathalyzer tests.
Yes, but what if there's some kind of road rage or breathalyzer rage? How would a security guard be, who's much less trained, be able to handle that?
He would then defer to the police officers, who would be in charge of the arrest, who would be in charge of all these core tasks, those tasks that include a high potential for violence.
So if the city of Montreal were to act on your suggestion by hiring security guards to do the non-essential tasks, to do the paperwork, how would that reduce the cost of policing overall?
So it's hard to give a total figure, but what we're doing is we've looked at a couple of different activities and looked at how much they could save. And in general, the savings are a bit above 50%. So we give the example of a police barricade. We're also looking at the when police officers go for a break and entry, and the savings are, in general, above 50% in those cases.
So it would be cut the budget in half. How did the police feel about your suggestion?
Well, I would just like to make a small precision. We're talking about really long-term savings for the taxpayers, because obviously the police officers' jobs are protected by collective agreements, and this would require quite a reorganization of police forces. So in the long run, this could help put a check on spending growth. This could help put a check on new officers.
But aren't you worried that the union's going to put a check on your idea and not let it happen at all?
I don't think so, actually, because what we're suggesting is that police officer will be able to concentrate on their core tasks, that for which they've chosen to be a police officer, right? That for which they received highly specialized training. And what we're the tasks that will be given out to security agents will be all of those tasks that are less central to their work.
This texter Andy's saying some people really don't obey an officer, much less a rent-a-cop. And another texter saying, I would never allow a security guard to administer a breathalyzer. And why should I respect a security guard? They have no mandate or authority over me. Another texter saying, I don't buy it. This is Quebec. As soon as they started working next to the police, the unions would insist they get paid the same as the police are close enough. So you wouldn't be saving any money. In other words, they'd be saying, well, we're doing similar work. We're at the same place with doing the breathalyzers at this traffic stop, so why shouldn't we get the same pay? He's right. This texture says there'd be no saving.
So obviously this is not something that you can put in place tomorrow morning, but this is about starting a discussion about this and sort of thinking about how we could put this in place, and really we're looking at really long-term savings.
Do you think this would have any impact on the crime rate?
I do think... In places where these kind of collaboration between security guards and police officers have been used, for example, in Lincolnshire in England, we've been looking at a 14% drop in crime rate over a year. In other places, over 5 years, we've been looking at 50% crime rate drop. So the way it works basically is that. Police officers, because they take away all of those time-consuming tasks away from cops, cops are allowed to put more of their time into protecting people.
Yes. Now, the example you gave, what did you come up with? Lincolnshire, England?
Yes.
So what about all the other major cities in Canada and the U.S.? If it's such a good idea, why haven't they implemented it?
So another example we're citing is in New York, around the neighborhood, around Grand Central Station. So this is the 50% crime drop in 5 years. We also cite an example from Los Angeles. But this kind of operation is already at least partially in place in many places, even in Canada. For example, in Edmonton and Winnipeg, their parking officers are now completely private.
This texter wants to ask if this would eliminate police jobs. And he says that police will want to thin their own ranks in order to be privileged to concentrate on their core tasks. You think that police would rather have, well, we'll do all the dangerous work and let the security guards do all the other work?
Well, quite the contrary. We're not looking at reducing the number of cops. At the best, we're looking at reducing the number of new cops that are hired. So... about whether cops will be willing to do the dangerous work. Well, that's the core of their work, right? That's the core of police work. That's what they're trained for. That's the jobs that will advance their careers. That the jobs that are the most prestigious for them.
Now, have you had any reaction from the police to this idea?
No, but I expect that it will be positive.
Really?
You think
the police will like it? Have you spoken to the union about it yet?
No, I have not yet.
No, I didn't think so. This texter is concerned about the possibility of corruption. Another texter says, I agree to a point with the fellow, but they can be used where police do traffic control standing at a light, pressing a button. Well, that's true. In other words, the guy who's standing on the corner of DeCarrie and Queen Mary, standing at the button for hours on end, he also costs the taxpayer $120,000 a year.
Definitely. Last December, the chief of Montreal Police was asked to start thinking about reducing the number of police officers in Montreal by 45 men. And he himself suggested that their traffic work could be done by security guards instead of police. So this is definitely something that's possible and that could be done.
This texter saying right now police are just green onions with guns. They scour the city looking for victims and are biased because they have quotas. Ever since they hired the 130 ticket givers, it's hard to respect them. Do you think that it'll be divided? Will the security guards be more in charge of traffic issues?
Well, that certainly is the trend right now, right? To have security guards more in charge of these kind of offenses. And this is not only in Montreal. This is in most major cities.
They're saying that most West Island areas have public security officers already doing some of the work done by city employees. Thank you very much for joining us, Mathieu.
Thank you.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.